We have David Price, the Lenoxville Borough President, right here in our CJMQ studio, live and in the flesh. Hi, David. So you're taking this time, which is your day off, actually, to come in and speak to us, and we really appreciate that.
Pleasure to be here.
So it's been a tough week. Once again, that's when we drag you in, when it's been a tough week. So you can tell us what's been happening.
Well, yes, it's been a tough week, but let's say it's ending up positive enough in the sense that, we didn't have anybody injured.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a lot of damage. And it's being compared a lot to the 82 flood, which I remember quite well. But in actual fact, I don't think in many cases it was as bad as the 82. In the 82, that was when we saw dead animals floating down the river. And not a very pleasant sight.
No.
I know the Beaulieus didn't get hit quite as hard this time. But of course, in the years, they've built up, they've raised the land a little bit around their place. And I think everybody's been looking at that. What can we do to, we know that we're going to have floods in the area occasionally. And what can we do to help soften the blow, I guess you might say.
Right.
And I guess the good news, too, was that the bishops didn't get hit bad in the theater.
So how bad did bishops get hit?
Well, apparently they just had some seepage into the bottom, but no actual flooding in the theater, because the last one in 82, they lost a lot of equipment.
Even more recently, it seems that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, the one just in 2010, they did lose some equipment, too, but... there again, things have improved there, although from what we hear, some places in Sherbrooke were hit much harder than the last time.
Uh-huh.
But you can never tell, this, it's always the problem of the ice jams. Wherever there's an ice jam, well, that creates more of a problem.
Right.
So we're slowly recovering. It's cleanup time now, and we're used to that. In fact, as we all saw, it went viral right across Canada, that video of the water skiing down on Little Forks.
Yes. The students always seem to do something like that when this happens.
Very inventive,
They are.
Writing exams, they actually figured out a way to do it.
I guess that's making some fun out of a bad situation. I don't know.
And the only thing that bothers us about that is that the water itself is really not safe.
No, it's sewer water, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yes.
It's the runoff from all over the area, so you really don't know what's in it. So that's the only thing that worries us a little bit when they get
right. Right, but all in all, things aren't too bad, and everybody is getting back to normal. There's going to be some garbage pickup, I do believe.
Yes, particularly the areas that were damaged. The city will do a special pick up mattresses and furniture that have been in the water.
And if I understand correctly, they haven't really decided on the date yet, but people can put their items out on the curb as long as it's from the flood.
Yes. Only from the flood at this point. And the other thing that will be happening in the next 2 weeks is there will be another pickup of tree branches.
Okay.
From the ice storm, because we know a lot, got covered up in the snow and has not been picked up yet, but the city will be doing that, and they'll be announcing that too, the days that they'll be going around in particular boroughs.
So I guess the city wants everybody to keep the wood separate from the rest of the other garbage.
Yes,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
The tree branches, but they will go around and pick up the branches. Mm-hmm. They're asking people to bundle them, but if it's not a bundle, I'm sure they'll pick it up anyway.
Right. And also, as usual, the big spring cleanup event is coming up shortly.
Absolutely.
When is that going to be taking place?
Weekend.
It's next weekend.
Yes, the 26th. That's our big cleanup day that we have in downtown Lenoxville and through the parks. We have a whole group of volunteers, bishops, BCS students especially. We'll be cleaning up some of the graffiti work that's been done around, painting over the top of that. A nice general cleanup, and it takes place in a matter of about 4 hours, but
mm-hmm.
we have crews right across the whole borough, and it makes quite a difference. It's incredible the amount of stuff that we do pick up.
Amazing.
We put it out beside the community center after, just to show people, that probably 15, 20 huge garbage pails, full.
Yeah, and it's so nice for everybody to get together and have a share in doing this as a community.
That it is.
And sometimes there's donuts even.
There is a little coffee to wash it.
Yeah. Who wants to miss that? And also, we've been hearing in the news that there's going to be blasting taking place, that the extension of 410 is underway. What's new with that? Anything?
Well, they haven't notified us yet of the final date. Now, the first date that we had heard was by December, by Christmas. It was supposed to be our Christmas present. They would be finished up to the two roundabouts. We heard after they informed us there would probably be a 3 or 4 month delay in that because there was a delay on them going out to tender for the second part. So we expect by right now we're saying by next summer we should be up to the two roundabouts.
Okay.
And at this point they're still unfortunately in the planning stages for the section that goes around behind Bishop's.
Up to the experimental farm up that way. So they still have, there's no word on when that's going to be completed.
And that's very unfortunate because that's the one that really bothers us
Most
because that's what we need to eliminate the big trucks going through town.
Right, right. So anything else that's coming up?
Well, we've got our volunteer night, which is coming up this this coming Thursday, and where we'll have probably about 200 of our volunteers from the borough. And we know that Lennoxville is extremely strong in its volunteerism, all of the things that get done here with volunteers. So it's always something special for us to celebrate the volunteers and to thank them for all that work, because that's what gives us our quality of life. In this wonderful little area that we live.
For sure. And when will this take place exactly? What time?
Thursday evening. It takes place at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and where?
At the Amity Beaudoin Community Center.
Okay, and where's that located?
Right behind the town, I still say the town hall, the borough office at 150 Queen.
All right, good. Well, thank you so much for dropping by on your day off and sharing all of this information with us today.
Well, always a pleasure, and I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter.
Thank you. You have a happy Easter as well.